from Beer of the Day World Headquarters in Elk Grove, California. It's the Beer of the Day Podcast. On the show this evening, we try all coffee beers. These are all the coffee-related beers that we've collected over the last 4 or 5 months, and we all stack them up against each other, and we'll see which one is the best. Joining me tonight from Pasadena, California, Jeff Miller, Andy Hamilton, Steve Williamson, and I'm Dallas Helliker. Let's get into the show. Coffee show.
All right.
How's it going, guys?
Going well. How's it going, Jeff?
Excellent. Thank you.
What's the weather like down there?
It's beautiful. It's warm, dry, windy.
That humidity hasn't kicked in yet?
Nope. It's perfect beer drinking weather.
All right. Well, speaking of beer drinking, we have from Coronado Brewing Company in Coronado, California, which is down in San Diego area, the Blue Bridge Coffee Stout. On the last show, we had different beers than Jeff. Today, we've managed to get mostly the same beers that he has. So we're going to be trying, for the most part, the same things. All right, we're going to be saying this a lot, but it pours a dark brown colored beer.
I think it's going to be a common theme tonight, definitely.
You know,
this very dark.
I'm sure there's various levels of darkness. This one here, you can see some light through. A little reddish glow comes through, but it's pretty dark. Dark brown. Maybe a little bit of a reddish glow.
It's kind of a watered down coffee look. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's pretty dark. Very thin head.
Yeah, this almost is like, no head at all.
Very thin.
Yeah, just very wispy head.
This is what I expect from a coffee beer, just without tasting it. This is the look I expect.
So this is what they call a coffee stout.
Now, Coronado, we've had a lot of their beers, but they've all been your standard, IPA styles and pale ale styles.
Mermaid's Red,
that red ale, that was really, everything's been good. So I'm looking forward to this.
So immediately, you get on the taste, I get the impression this is kind of a lighter stout. It at 5.4%, it's kind of around that Guinness type of range. This is more Americanized, so it's not a Guinness stout by any means. There's a fair amount of sweetness in the taste.
Yeah.
The coffee comes through a little bit.
There's a creaminess there that kind of reminds me of Guinness. And with Guinness, you get a lot of the creaminess from the nitrous, but this is just a naturally carbureted beer, so it's not going to be the small bubbles. But there is a creaminess flavor going on here.
I get not a lot of coffee taste, not even a lot of coffee smell. When I smelled it, does, like Dal said, very sweet smelling, a little sweet taste to it.
Yeah, I'm surprised at coffee stout. When I hear it, I think it's going to be more smoky, a little bit of darker character. This is actually a little bit more brighter in its flavor and is a little sweeter than I anticipated.
Yeah, it's got a little chocolatiness going on with the sweetness.
I think it's thin, like the flavor is just a thin, as opposed to like a thick stout or porter that we've had. It's thin. So, it's not watered down, but it's got a little silkiness, but on a thinner side to it, that makes sense.
Very little aftertaste at all.
Yeah, it's kind of a light, pretty light beer for as dark as it is. It's light in flavor and light in character.
The aftertaste reminds me of a milk dud almost. Anybody get that?
Oh, yeah, I get a little of that. I think it's got not an overwhelming sweetness, but an overarching sweetness.
Yes.
So
yes. I think like
that's surprising to me.
The toasted malts. I mean, you hear that a lot, but this is very strong in this drink. It's like the toastiness, dark, toasty malts.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd say that's a pretty solid way to kick this off. And now the beer news of the day. All right, the first story that I found when I was trying to come up with kind of a slow beer news week, I would say, but Ben & Jerry's, which is based in Vermont, is going to start coming up with their own beer. And you'd think that it would go with, I mean, there's a lot of good breweries in Vermont, and they figured they'd team up with one of those breweries, but they've decided to go to Colorado, to New Belgium, and team up to them to brew their ice cream flavored beer.
It's gonna be awful. What a bad decision.
So anyway, they say they're gonna try not to make it overly sweet. It's gonna be very much a beer. I think it'll be pretty interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit. I don't know. I'm not holding out a whole lot of hope.
New Belgium beers, you know, they have that natural dirt flavor going on. So I'm hoping they can overcome that.
Yep. And then the other beer-related story, other than the guy in the Giants game that caught the foul ball in his cup and then chugged the beer.
He didn't spill a bunch of it?
Nope.
Wow.
He took the ball out and then chugged the beer. The other thing was Pope Benedict the 16th. That was the Pope that was the Pope for a couple of years and he retired. Well, he celebrated his 88th birthday by having a beer. So he's the German one.
Yeah.
And
what do you have?
He had looking here. This one doesn't tell me. The other article I had said it. So that's kind of cool. Good for the old retired Pope.
Sure was a Bavarian Hefeweizen.
He's the one that's like okay with gay marriage and all the other stuff, isn't it?
No, that's the new Pope.
That's the new Pope?
No. Sorry. Well, this guy's
okay this is the guy beer. Who retired, which has never happened before, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I think one other time, if I recall correctly.
Could be.
A Pope was living and no longer the Pope.
Hmm. Okay, well, let's get into the next beer. As I said, it was kind of a slow news day. This is one we've kind of been sitting on for a while.
We sure have.
I've been trying to accumulate all these coffee beers so that we could do this show. And so this one came out in the wintertime, and it was part of a four-pack from Firestone called the Velvet Mocha Merlin. This is a coffee-infused oatmeal stout, 5.5%. The Velvet Merlin is a beer that they come out with on a fairly regular basis. They have a barrel-aged one. They have different varieties of it. And this is their coffee variety.
This has been in the fridge for 4 months at least, and I've been wanting to drink it for so long. So looking forward to this one. Jeff, you weren't able to get this, right?
No. As Dallas was saying, Only my understanding is it only came out in a 4-pack winter release,
yeah,
which I didn't pick up. So I don't have this one. I hope you guys can tell me good things about it. I love Firestone. I was at the brewery a couple weeks ago, but I don't have this beer.
All right, so this one has more head than the last one. It has kind of it's still kind of thin, but it's definitely there. Whereas on the last one, it was pretty. Pretty flat as far as that goes.
It looks very carbonated, almost like a soda carbonation kind of hit on top.
The carbonation kind of stays on the glass, kind of a film.
The
on
color's
the glass.
Identical almost. It's a little lighter. The light goes through to the bottom more.
A little bit lighter, but as far as color wise, it is almost identical. Smell, I get some of those toasted malty smells. Maybe a little smoky.
This one smells more chocolatey and less just generally sweet than the previous beer.
Yeah, and I would expect it to be more chocolatey since it's a mocha beer, you know, that there's chocolate there implied at least. Steve, how's
so how?
Oh, go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
How, like, these beers? There's caffeine in this, right? In this, these coffee beers.
It's a, I think it's like minute amounts. It's not, not anything that would really, you know, affect you at all.
So I've been trying to figure that out. Like, a lot of them say they contain caffeine. Some just call it a coffee. They just say they contain coffee. I've been trying to figure out how much caffeine is actually in one of these. You know, it's kind of like, I like my coffee in the morning. I like my beer in the afternoon. It's this infusion of both. But how much caffeine is really in there?
Well, we'll see if we feel wired at the end of this show.
That might be for a different reason. You know, I was watching that show, Brew Dogs, and they were making, they wanted to make the most caffeinated beer. And who knows how factual that is, but they were making the beer and they were trying to put as much coffee as they could. And the guy at the end of the deal said, you couldn't put enough coffee in there to make it more than like a soda. So, they ended up they wanted to put like pure caffeine, you know, extract or whatever in there. But, there is, I know there's some laws against alcoholic drinks containing an above a certain amount of caffeine.
So yeah, like those Sparks they outlawed.
Yeah, so I'm out the Jolt. The Jolt, yeah. Was that the one? Yeah, or the
It's too bad. I loved huh. Sparks.
Jolt's still around.
Not Jolt. Jolt's not alcoholic. It's
Jolt's just like a soda with extra caffeine, isn't it?
Sparks.
Sparks. There's another one though. Oh. I can't remember.
There was a few. Oh,
the something Loco one. Four Loco.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Four Loco. That, those guys went down. But I would assume, you know, these are all way under that.
Okay, so flavor-wise, I am very surprised that this beer is so similar to the last one. I think it's kind of that same lighter type of a stout. It's like has that light mouthfeel. It has a fair amount of sweetness. It's
not as smooth as the last one. That last one was very smooth going down, kind of watery almost. This is a little more substance to it, I think.
A little more substance, similar mouthfeel, like Dal said, and I don't think it's as sweet as the previous beer. I think it's has kind of a more full body. It's
yes.
More of a stout taste than the previous beer did.
Absolutely, and I enjoy it a lot more actually than the last one. I think it's more my thing.
This, to me, this is, when I think about coffee beers, is this like an evolution of like the Irish coffee? You know, like years ago I would drink coffee with some whiskey in it. Is this kind of like the evolution of that as a beer drinker?
I think it's not as much that as it is beer makers trying to branch into different styles and try and be experimental and come out with something new.
Something right? new but good.
Right. And so yeah. Everyone drinks coffee, or most people drink coffee. And so I think it's natural to try and incorporate the two things that you like. You know, I think maybe my two favorite beverages are beer and coffee.
Me too. Well, absolutely.
You know, and it brings me back to the old Drew Carey show, and their beer was Buzz Beer. It was a coffee beer they made that was all famous or whatever. But that's what this is, basically.
So I want to try the other one again. You know, I'm going to do a little side-by-side. Can you pour a little in my coffee cup?
Yeah.
It's going to be tainted.
So, you know, when we do a show like this where they're all the same style of beer, it gets tough to really decipher the, you know, the small, you know, subtleties between the different beers. These first two are pretty similar. Dal's saying not at all.
I'm saying, wow, they're so similar.
Very similar. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be a tough show, I think, to judge.
I personally feel like the Mocha Merlin has a much more coffee flavor than the coffee stout did.
Take a sip of that.
T's going for the side by side.
I need to cleanse my palate first.
Thoughts?
Just curious, did you have creamer in that cup of coffee at all?
I did, but it was empty. It was like way.
See, I mean, I don't know. Just it tastes so much sweeter to me.
I think it is quite a bit sweeter. I don't know. I'll drink it right out of the bottle.
I mean, not drinking this one. I've only had the.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
You know, the velvet. I've only had the Velvet Merlin. The Velvet Merlin is very much an oatmeal stout. Does this have that oatmeal stout taste? Because
it does.
Without having it compared to the Coronado is very light and thin and not watery, but a little watery, I guess.
I'd say it's slightly heavier than Coronado. And maybe a little less sweet.
I think it's I don't want to say it quite a bit less sweet, but it is not as sweet. They're both
slightly less sweet.
Yeah, they're both sweet in their own regard, but
yeah.
Yeah.
It's really they're so close. It's really tough for me to distinguish them too much. All right, let's move into the next one, and as the show goes on, we're going to get a little heavier with each one, is what I was planning on doing. This is from Rogue Ales, Allegro Coffee Porter. And this is moving up to 6.2% from 5.5%. So we're moving from a stout, from stouts to a porter, and a little bit higher alcohol content.
So I just poured mine, and it's very dark. It's got a very frothy, like a strong head. I don't know, did you guys get the same kind of strong, thick head?
The head to me looked almost exactly identical to the previous, the Mocha Merlin.
But I will say, I poured it was strong. It dissipated so quickly, in about 30 seconds, the entire head was gone.
Yep, mine's pretty much gone now too.
I'm still finishing the previous beer.
Okay.
I'll catch up.
But the smell, you know, the scent of this one is the most coffee fulfilled one I've had.
Yep, totally agree. Much stronger coffee smell.
Yeah, I get that stronger coffee smell, and then I get kind of more of an alcoholic smell, you know, the alcohol kind of comes through on the nose.
Tastes much more alcoholic.
It's a little acidic.
It's not really that high of an alcohol content either.
No, it's not.
You know, it's not a session beer, but it's, you know, these stouts can get up to 8 or 9 pretty easily and you still don't taste it.
Yeah, this one's a little bit, I would say the alcohol is more up front and you kind of get that coffee on one half of your tongue and then like kind of the alcohol on the other half of your tongue and they kind of intermingle. And it's a pretty interesting coffee flavor. I'd say the coffee flavor here is different than the first two we had. It's like it may be a different kind of coffee.
It's more subtle. It's not. It's more like drinking coffee. You know, the other ones were really sweet. Like they had creamer or chocolate in them.
Right. This is more like drinking black coffee.
Yes.
For me, maybe it's just this beer. Maybe it's the style. But drinking the porter, it has more of like a butterscotch or caramel taste to it. More toffee flavor. Whereas the first one was more of a like a toasted taste, and I think maybe that's the difference between a stout and a porter, but just this one, it has more of a sweeter, you know, I know you guys thought the first one was pretty sweet, but this one has kind of a sweeter like butterscotch or caramel taste, especially on the aftertaste.
Right, but I think the sweetness is balanced out by the more bitter coffee taste in this one.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It kind of it's a pretty good counterbalance against that sweetness. So, you know, when you're drinking this, it's more of a darker character than the more lighter type that those first two were.
It's more like a cold brewed coffee.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, one thing about Rogue beers, a lot of times, and I say it almost every time, that usually puts me off is the Pac-Man yeast that they use in pretty much all of their beers. In this beer, it works. You know, it's got some of those earthy qualities to it that work well with this beer, and I don't think work well with a lot of other styles. But I enjoy this one.
I think it's tasty. It's not too sweet. I like a bitter coffee. I'm the type that drinks just like straight cold brewed coffee, and this tastes kind of like that with the alcohol in it.
Yeah, this would not be my choice if I'm drinking a cup of coffee. I want some creamer in it, like a little bit sweeter. This one definitely has the bitter espresso-y more taste to it.
Yeah, definitely more espresso. All right, any final thoughts here?
No.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got three more coffee beers to try. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Beer of the Day podcast. Well, it's finally here. We've launched the new version of the Beer of the Day website, and we've added a ton of new features. So come check it out. You can leave comments on beers that you've tried, upload photos, rate them, find new beers to try. And we've also added some other new features like our text messaging, where you can have the Beer of the Day sent to you each day in a text message. You can rate the beer just by responding to the text message. You can even send our phone number photos from your phone. If you say you're in a brewery or a bar and you're trying a beer, you can just upload it straight to the website from your phone. So it's a pretty neat thing. To see the new site, just go to beeroftheday.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Beer of the Day, and like us on Facebook at The Beer of the Day. So now let's get back to the show. Welcome back to the Beer of the Day podcast. It's our Strange Brew segment. This is where we find the strangest beer that we can find that fits the theme. In this case, it's from Stone. It's part of their Stochasticity Project series, which is kind of their experimental series. And it's called Master of Disguise. This is a stout brewed with cocoa and coffee beans. But it's a golden stout. So every stout you've ever seen before is a much different color than this beer.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear a stout and expect to see this.
No, and I've had this before, and so I knew that it was strange. And so that's why I put it into this segment, because I think that you guys are going to be pretty surprised at the taste that you get out of this.
It's cloudy. It looks like a Hef.
Yeah, it's cloudy, but it's...
It's kind of orange-colored.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, actually. Not much head.
What's the alcohol on this, Andy?
7%? No.
It's not written down.
Oh.
Check the bottle. Research department was not doing a good job.
It's disguised.
It is the master of disguise.
I don't know. Somewhere.
All right. You drink the beer and I'll look it up.
Okay. I'll drink it. So, you know, the golden color, it's different from most stouts. But I've had stouts like this before where it looks like this and it tastes the same as any other stout. So I'm interested to see what this is like.
9.7%.
This does not taste like any other stout to me. Maybe it's just because the color is influencing my perception of it, but it has a more kind of spring taste to me, kind of floral.
It has an IPA taste to me.
Does it?
I think it does. There's that bitterness. There's that little floralness, you know, that you get with some of those fresh hopped IPAs. I actually don't get stout with this at all.
Hmm. All right, let's do a little blind taste test.
Okay.
How are we gonna do that?
I don't know. We probably should have planned that before.
Let's poke Andy's eyes out and then see if he can tell the difference.
I will get two glasses that are we just don't have, you'll be able to tell by looking at it.
I would be able to tell this beer just by the flavor.
All right, well, we'll try that after the show. We'll do a little bit of a blind taste test.
I get a hop bitterness out of this. Do you not get that?
Yep, hop bitterness, definitely.
I just don't for some reason.
Jeff, how about you?
I don't have this one. I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Dal, what do you think about this one?
I think I'm amazed by this beer because I get that dark, smoky, stout flavor out of this light colored beer. It's odd to me.
It does have a smoky quality to it.
What it might, you know, what I'm taking as hop bitterness might be coffee bitterness, you know, just super astringent coffee bitterness, like you're eating a coffee bean. Yeah. You know, that could be what it is. I don't get a lot of coffee flavor though.
Not a lot of coffee taste
at all. Yeah, actually, right. I get no coffee flavor.
The bitterness, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of coffee from it, but I do get that. I mean, maybe it's a trick. Maybe it's like taking that hoppiness and making it skewing it a little bit so it's more of a
or maybe it's taking smoky coffee to make it taste hoppy.
Yeah,
you know,
that could be their master disguise.
Yes,
that's what they're going for.
Hey, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. It's more than I think it's more than just the disguise of the color. It's the whole beer. It's
an enigma.
They're hitting on those notes with kind of a different way of going about it.
Yeah. We're going to make an IPA out of a golden stout and coffee beans, right? That's basically what it is to me.
No, I think, yeah.
That sounds delicious to me.
It, you know, its flavor, it's more on the darker side, kind of like that last beer, where it's more of the bitterness, coffee taste, not creamy or anything like that.
No, it's not creamy. It's sharp tasting.
So it's not... It's not super drinkable.
The first few sips were tough. Kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to finish this glass. But it's kind of mellowed out a little bit for me.
Do either of you guys smell like fruit in it? Like lemon, maybe like lemon zest? Or am I kind of got that when I smelled it? No, that was just me.
No, I get that. The floral notes I picked up, you know, from the get-go, I could see the lemon zest. That kind of offers kind of a floral scent to it.
Yeah, especially just on the initial taste, I think it's in there. Yeah, I get that. It's pretty complex as far as what they're doing here.
Yeah, we've had a couple other of their Stochasticity Project beers. I don't remember any of them. I remember one of them I didn't like.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had one of those.
But I'm not a huge fan of Stone in general, but I remember liking the Stochasticity better than most of their beers.
So yeah. for a amateur beer drinker, what is Stochasticity? Is that a particular way it's brewed, or what is that? What's it relevant to?
It's just it's kind of their experimental series. Yeah, I don't really know what they do, but I don't know. Andy, do you know?
No, I don't even think they know. Stochasticity, a concept embraced and exalted by this special and unpredictable series of beers where exotic notions, ingredients, and ideas coalesce. This is just getting too wordy for me.
In mathematics of probability, a stochastic process is a random function.
So essentially they're putting random ingredients together
to make a beer. And I think I hit it on the head with... They try to make an IPA out of a golden stout with coffee beans and chocolate.
Yeah, brown. That's exactly what I kind of think they're going for.
Okay, so before we get to the next one, Jeff, why don't you tell everybody about our trip to Eagle Rock Brewery? Because the next beer is from Eagle Rock, and we actually picked this up while we were at that brewery.
Sure. So Dallas and I went there. It's in Eagle Rock, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, and it's not too far from where I live. And, you know, we went there, and I don't know what we expected, but it was a smaller brewery, but we kind of had heard, at least I had heard, that it was one of the better LA breweries. And so we went there, and, you know, we had to park on this kind of shady street. And
shady or shady?
Shady.
There were a lot of trees there.
Suspicious.
The car stayed nice and cool.
You know, it was like, it wasn't the best neighborhood, I would say. But, you know, it's just like got this bright orangish brown door, from what I recall. And it does not look like much from the outside. It's looks like a warehouse, but we went in there. It's a small tasting room, very small, I would say. There's probably 5 or 6 tables, but very cool, like ambiance. It was pretty packed when we were there. I think it was probably a Saturday that we were there.
Yeah,
a very small tasting room, but just the vibe was good. They had, you know, 6 or 7 beers on tap and some beers that you could buy in the bottles. I liked it.
Couple,
you know, the
guest
whole
taps.
Yeah, they had a few guest taps there. Overall, it was not a bad experience at all. It wasn't. It didn't feel commercialized by any means.
No, not too mainstream.
It reminded me of those San Diego breweries, the smaller ones.
The smaller ones,
like,
for sure.
Like Galactic, Intergalactic.
And yeah. Your car was still there when you came out?
It was.
You want to say what part of it, Los Angeles, where you were in, or are you leaving?
Well, Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock, which is, it's the part of town it's in is right by like Glendale, Burbank area.
Yeah.
Pretty close to Dodger Stadium. You know, it's not the best part of town, but this is, in my opinion, one of the better upcoming breweries in the LA area.
Yeah. I mean, that day we went to Eagle Rock, we went to Angel City, and we went to the Golden Road.
Yep.
And out of those three LA breweries, Eagle Rock was hands down my favorite.
So, for sure. You guys had this beer when you were there, right?
Yes.
I vaguely remember your review then, but I don't remember it much. So we'll see. Since you bought it and brought it back, I don't think you're going to bring back an awful beer. Or maybe you would.
This was,
you brought back Gilgamesh.
From what Gilgamesh. I recall, one of the first coffee beers I've ever had. I maybe have had one before, but I don't recall really having it. Definitely never on tap.
Well, this one is unique because it is definitely an ale.
Yeah.
As far as the style goes, it wasn't. Most coffee beers traditionally are stouts and porters.
Yep.
And this fits more into that pale ale type of beer.
And Eagle Rock calls it a Belgian amber.
Yeah. What kind of coffee is this? Can you pronounce that?
Intelligentsia.
Is that like a cafe down there or what?
Yeah. So I live in Pasadena. It's a Pasadena coffee place. I think they have a few locations. It's a pretty local coffee place. Great coffee. So they infused this particular brand of coffee into this beer. So it's a Belgian amber. It says on here it's El Diablo coffee, which I'm not sure if that's a particular variety of Intelligentsia coffee.
I must believe it means the devil's coffee.
Or whatever. It's a roast right. style, I'm assuming. Right. I'm assuming. Yeah.
So let me just pour some here.
I guess I should have been pouring this whole time, huh?
They cracked that bad boy open, Andy. Come on.
So, like Dallas said, I mean, the most, right off the bat, not having tasted this in a while, the color of this is, I would call it an amber, golden, maybe even copper color.
Yeah,
what do you guys?
I'd say it's copper colored.
Copper color?
Maybe amber.
I would say amber.
Dark amber or copper.
I mean,
Belgian ambers, I'd say appropriate.
Hey, Dallas, named. What year is this penny?
This is a penny from 88.
Okay. Not 89?
No.
A little too dark?
A little darker than 89.
Okay.
But this is a beer, like Dallas said, that you expect it to be darker. You know, it's traditionally a porter or a stout?
Well, you expect it to be darker if you think of it as a coffee beer.
True.
If you think of Belgian Amber, though, it looks just like it should.
Yeah.
And like most of the other beers we've had tonight, very small amount of head on it, very thin.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising. I don't know if it's because we've had these sitting for a little while. We haven't had one beer with much head on it.
True.
This whole day, so.
These are all, have been in the fridge for several months, so maybe they've lost a little of their fizz.
I just tasted it and got a huge coffee flavor right away. I mean,
right. It's very fragrant. I haven't had a sip yet. It's very fragrant.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get that coffee intelligentsia smell.
This is by far the most coffee tasting that I've tried. So
I agree.
I'm picking something else up on the nose, and I can't tell what it is. It's not coffee. It's
Like hazelnut?
Maybe.
Yeah, I like that. I think hazelnut. I think you nailed it there, Jeff.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But it's very potent with the coffee scent and the taste. Definitely on the nose. I agree with Steve. The sip, it's the most coffee-forward beer that we've had.
You know, it might be. The problem is we've been drinking these coffee beers the whole time, and it doesn't feel that forward, but the fact that I can taste it means it probably is.
Yeah, I think that this probably, so all these beers have coffee in it, and the last two have been that more bitter coffee taste. That's actual coffee and not like cream coffee. This one has that too, but then it's counterbalanced by this amber, kind of a sweet amber ale, and it's a different dynamic than these other ones, and I think it complements it pretty well.
I agree. You know, the Belgian style ales I really enjoy. They have that sweetness to them. There's a little caramelly thing going on here. The coffee, like I said, to me, the coffee is not coming through nearly as much, and I think that's just palate fatigue, but it's there. I taste more of the Belgian amber than I do the coffee to me.
To me, when I first take a sip, the coffee flavor is huge to me, and then it finishes very Belgian amber. I think the caramel is a good point there. I can get that in the finish.
The thing, like, you say the words Belgian amber to me, and I'm like, I don't know, it's not going to be my cup of tea.
Right.
But this actually... maybe the coffee takes a little of the bite out of that Belgian
the
amber.
Sweetness that usually comes with that beer.
And the mouthfeel and that, you know, the whole thing that makes it Belgian. I think if I just drank this beer, Belgian wouldn't come to my mind, I don't think. Belgian style.
I think it's, to me, it's kind of like what Steve said. It's like I get the strong coffee flavor up front. And then at the end, it kind of dissipates, and I get more of the Belgian amber taste on the finish. And it kind of it gets less strong with each sip, and as I finish that sip.
Yeah, this beer seems to have changed since we just started drinking it.
Completely like, agree.
It tastes a lot different now after the third, fourth,
I'm picking
fifth
up
sip.
More of that the caramel notes. I still am not getting the coffee, but I like it.
I'd say that when we had it at the brewery, it was on draft. It was a little more carbonated than this. This
For
is
sure.
It's either changed in the bottle or it's just.
Well, they do forced carbonation on draft, so it's going to be different.
Yeah,
but it was fresh and flavorful on tap, and it's not quite the same in the bottle.
No,
but still very tasty.
Still good, yeah,
I really like this beer.
I like it too.
Me three.
Dallas is undecided.
Oh, I do like it. But we'll have to decide the liking and disliking of beers for later on in the show. All right. Well, I don't have anything else to say about this one. Do you guys?
No.
All right. Well, then let's move on to the last beer of the night, the Cappuccino Stout from Lagunitas. Lagunitas is in Petaluma, North Bay, and I think that we're going to make a trip out there next weekend and take a look at their brewery. We haven't been there before. It's probably the biggest brewery in California we haven't been to.
Is Lagunitas one of your top breweries that you enjoy the most, Al?
It's the one I drink the most. When I go to the bar and there's Lagunitas IPA, then I'm drinking that.
I've probably had more Lagunitas IPA than any other IPA.
Yeah, me too.
That's probably true.
I definitely have.
So much more head on this one when Andy poured it.
Seemed like, yeah.
A lot more, but it's dissipating. Not a lot.
Yeah. When you first poured my cup, I had probably a quarter of an inch ahead, which is way more than I've gotten from any others we've had tonight.
Like I just poured Dal's, and there's maybe one finger, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
So, and I poured that pretty vigorously, so.
So this is a cappuccino stout, and yeah. I don't know if it's going to taste any differently. I had a pretty strong head, very dark color, kind of like the first two beers, very different from the last couple, but it's dark. I'm assuming this is going to be a little bit sweeter. I don't know if the cappuccino stout has a reason for that name, but my first taste was very sweet.
On the nose, I'm getting kind of a chocolatey smell.
They should call it a mocha. They should call it a mocha stout. It smells chocolatey.
And this is the strongest. What is this? 8.9
is what I have.
8.9%. It is chocolatey.
This is a beer I've had before. It's been at various events, and we've had the bottles before. What was I going to say? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Moving on.
So on the initial taste, it's kind of a sweetness. I get maybe a little graham cracker or something kind of bready, and then it... The mocha coffee kind of kicks in, and then you get some kind of chocolate notes in the aftertaste as it kind of dissipates.
It's a little more bitter in the aftertaste. Like the coffee comes through at the end more than a lot of the other beers. It was more at the beginning.
That's true.
It's kind of a burnt molasses taste. I didn't really pick up on molasses much in the other beers. That everyone had kind of a toasted taste, but this is more like a burnt molasses.
Yeah, there's more kind of the astringent, that burnt flavor. There's a little bitterness to it there. I don't know if it's it might be burnt coffee bean type thing. You know, cappuccinos, a good one is just so good, but then there's bad ones and they're just really bad. And this is kind of somewhere in between. If I were to compare it to the drink itself, there's a little bit more bitterness than I'd want.
Yeah, there is. You know, it's kind of the opposite end of the spectrum of those first two we had. The first two were very sweet, and the coffee kind of was like a side effect or kind of a touch of it. And this one here, the coffee is definitely the main character in this story.
Yes.
And
I agree.
And it's complemented by some other notes.
It's a little surprising because with the overly chocolatey smell to it, you would assume it's going to be sweeter, but it really doesn't have very much sweetness at all.
I get a lot of chocolate on the smell. I don't get a whole lot of it in the taste. Just kind of maybe some like cocoa nibs in the finish.
Almost like a dark chocolate, like more of a bitter chocolate.
Bitter chocolate.
I thought it was chocolatey at first, but after a few more sips, for me, it's a little more like peppery or tangy. Like, maybe it's the bitterness, but it's peppery. Do you guys pick up on that at all?
I don't. I think that's the bitterness more than a peppery taste to me.
I would call it peppery. It peppers your tongue. You know, it's kind of jumping around.
Like if you're a wine drinker, it's kind of like a Syrah.
I can go that route.
I had a Syrah today. This does not remind me of it.
I dropped a Syrah today in a parking lot. $30 wine down the tube.
At the wine store.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. Well, I think we have a tough decision ahead of us.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough show.
Why don't you just take remind everybody what we had, Andy?
All right. We started off with the Blue Bridge Coffee Stout from Coronado Brewing Company. We moved on to the Velvet Mocha Merlin from Firestone Walker. Then we had the Allegro Coffee Porter from Rogue. Then we moved into our Strange Brew, the Master of Disguise, part of the Stochasticity Project from Stone. We had the Stimulus from Eagle Rock. That was the Belgian Amber with the coffee in it. And then we just had the Cappuccino Stout from Lagunitas. So, let's see. Let's start with Jeff this time.
This is tough. To me, there's not a clear-cut winner. I think all the beers were good. Every beer I had was tasty and somewhat similar. I don't think there was a lot to distinguish between them aside from the color. There's a very much a color contrast among the four here that I had. I think overall, though, my favorite for the beer of the day is going to be the Eagle Rock Stimulus. I think the color, it was an unexpected flavor based on the color, and it was the overall tastiness of that beer was delicious. And maybe I'm a little biased having had this at the brewery on tap, but Eagle Rock Stimulus is my beer of the day.
Dallas.
Okay. Well, like Jeff said, it's a very tough decision. It's amazing how much that coffee influence makes all these beers so similar, even though a lot of them are completely different styles. So, I mean, it's the Stimulus, it's more of a Belgian ale with the coffee flavor, but then it shares so many characteristics to this Cappuccino Stout that I'm drinking now that, you know, just in that coffee flavor. And then these stouts, light stouts at the beginning, they're still, you know, this is all one family of beers. And it's just because coffee itself is such a dominant flavor that it ends up, you know, tying these all together. That being said, I'll go the route of what beer would I like to have next? What these beers do I want to drink, you know, fill this glass up? And that is Stimulus, Eagle Rock. I think as much as the Stochasticity, as much as I am intrigued by that beer, and it's just maybe a little bit too dark and bitter for me to want to drink it again. So Stimulus is the one I'm going with.
All right, Steve.
Well, Dallas stole mine. I mean, for me, I thought all these beers were okay. I didn't love any of them. I didn't hate any of them. I don't think if I went out drinking and I saw these at a bar, I was like, oh, I got to get that. Man, that one was so good. I think there's other types of beer that I prefer more. But out of the beers we had, definitely I think the best, if I was to get it out drinking, it would be the Stimulus from Eagle Rock. But I did. I liked the Stochasticity. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. It was easy to drink.
Hard to pronounce.
I would drink it again.
So I had a tough time because at first I was thinking the best coffee beer. You know, which one of these is the best coffee beer? And I was thinking the Velvet Mocha Merlin was that.
Yeah.
It plays the card of, you know, mocha coffee stout really well. So you have the mocha coffee against the stout flavoring, and it just was perfectly balanced. But I like the Stimulus the most by far. It was just so good. I'd like to have it again by itself without having all these other beers first because I didn't get the coffee. I think that'd be really interesting to have. But the Belgian amber side of it alone, I loved.
Great. Yeah, I agree.
And it's a consensus.
You know, thinking back, those first two were so similar, but then that, I think back and I remember that Velvet Merlin.
Yeah.
Mocha Merlin more fondly than the first one. So it's kind of weird. Maybe that's just the Firestone tricking my brain or something, but quite a collection of coffee beers here.
But how cool is it that there's a stout, a porter, Belgian amber? I mean, it runs the gamut here.
Yeah, you know, it's not a, it wasn't a coffee stout show, which it could have easily been. We could find those all day long, but it was just, you know, a wide variety of different types of beer with coffee in them.
Yeah. So, I mean, so drinking beer with coffee in it, do you think the coffee has an effect on you? Are you feeling any caffeine?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
So you can't feel it?
Other than the cup of coffee I had before the show.
I mean,
started.
I feel a little drunk. But other than that.
All right, well, we're going to close out our coffee show. But we thank you for tuning in to the podcast tonight and invite you to tune in for our next show, which will be next week. We're going to be doing these on a weekly basis from now on. Until then, check out our website, beeroftheday.com. We've been working very hard on new features, content, and so we want to know what you think about it. So stop on by beerofthedaycom, and if you have any feedback for us, you can send it right to us, feedback@beerofthedaycom, or post a message on the website. We will see you next time. For Jeff Miller, Andy Hamilton, Steve Williamson, I'm Dallas Helliker. You've been listening to the Beer of the Day podcast.